This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Washington's dairy industry is under siege in the form of 24 class action lawsuits claiming these farms owe 3 years overtime pay retroactively. There are also worries that if allowed, this ruling could spill over into all of agriculture in the state, a state that until November gave ag an exemption for overtime pay. Jay Gordon with the Washington State Dairy Federation says this is based on, conservatively, the dairy's pay between $16 and $20 per hour.
We just went ahead and used the $16 hour rate, so this litigation based on the three-judge minority opinion says you have to pay 3 years back at overtime rate, so $8 an hour times that 15 to 20 hours a week per employee. Math works out somewhere around, on the 20 hours, I think it's about $48,000 per employee.
And Gordon says when you do the math,
if you take that on a typical dairy farm of 10 to 20 employees, you're looking at, you know, what, that'd be $480,000 to $1 million a farm.
And Gordon says this could be just the beginning.
You know, if they go after every dairy farm in the state, we estimate there's somewhere between $90 and $120 million in penalties for 3 years back because of this ruling and changing the law.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the lawsuits against Washington dairies and why this could push many farmers out of business completely.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.